Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Today we're kicking off a new five-episode series on entity structure and tax optimization for real estate investors. Over the next five episodes, we're going to cover entity structures, the difference between passive and active income, real estate professional status, self-employment tax considerations, and quarterly estimated tax payments. Entity structure is one of the most important decisions you'll make as a real estate investor. The right structure can provide liability protection, tax efficiency, and operational flexibility. The wrong structure can create unnecessary complexity, costs, and tax burdens. Today, I'm going to explain the most common entity structures for real estate investors, LLCs, S-corps, and partnerships, and help you understand when each structure makes sense. Let's start with why entity structure matters. Entity structure impacts three critical areas: liability protection, tax treatment, and operational complexity. First, liability protection. Real estate investing involves risk: tenant injuries, property damage, contract disputes. Proper entity structure can help protect your personal assets from business liabilities. Second, tax treatment. Different entities are taxed differently. Some provide pass-through taxation, some allow self-employment tax savings, and some create additional complexity. Third, operational complexity. Some entities are simple to maintain with minimal paperwork. Others require formal governance, payroll administration, and ongoing compliance. The goal is to find the right balance: adequate liability protection, tax efficiency, and manageable operational complexity for your specific situation. Now let's talk about the most common entity structures for real estate investors. The first and most common structure is the limited liability company, or LLC. An LLC is a legal entity that provides liability protection while maintaining operational flexibility. If structured properly, your personal assets are generally protected from liabilities related to the LLC's activities. For tax purposes, a single-member LLC is treated as a disregarded entity by default for federal income tax purposes. This means the IRS treats it as if you own the property directly. Income and expenses are reported on Schedule E of your personal tax return. A multi-member LLC is treated as a partnership by default. The LLC files a partnership tax return, Form 1065, and issues K-1s to each member showing their share of income, deductions, and credits. The key advantage of LLCs is simplicity and flexibility. There's no requirement for formal meetings, corporate minutes, or complex governance. You can operate informally while maintaining liability protection. LLCs also provide flexibility in profit and loss allocation. Unlike corporations, where profits must be distributed based on ownership percentage, LLCs can allocate profits and losses in different ways if structured properly in the operating agreement. The main disadvantage of LLCs for rental real estate is that they don't provide self-employment tax savings. Rental income is generally passive and not subject to self-employment tax anyway, so this isn't usually a concern for buy and hold investors. However, if you're earning active income, property management fees, real estate commissions, construction income, That income may be subject to self-employment tax when earned through an LLC. Now let's talk about S-corporations. An S-corp is not a separate legal entity, it's a tax election. You form a corporation or LLC and then elect S-corp tax treatment by filing Form 2553 with the IRS. The key advantage of S-corp taxation is potential self-employment tax savings on active business income. Here's how it works. When you operate as a sole proprietor or through an LLC taxed as a partnership, all of your active business income is subject to self-employment tax, which is subject to annual IRS limits and adjustments. With an S-corp, you pay yourself a reasonable salary subject to payroll taxes, and remaining profits are distributed as dividends not subject to self-employment tax. For example, let's say you earn $150,000 from active real estate activities, property management, flipping, wholesaling, or real estate services. As a sole proprietor, you'd pay self-employment tax on the full $150,000. With an S-corp, you might pay yourself a reasonable salary of $80,000 subject to payroll taxes and take the remaining $70,000 as distributions not subject to self-employment tax. This could potentially generate meaningful self-employment tax savings depending on circumstances, though the actual savings depend on your specific situation and what constitutes a reasonable salary. The key phrase is reasonable salary. The IRS requires S-corp owners who work in the business to pay themselves a reasonable salary for the services they perform. You can't pay yourself $20,000 and take $130,000 in distributions if you're working full-time in the business. What's reasonable depends on your role, industry standards, time commitment, and the nature of your work. This is something you should discuss with your CPA. Now here's an important point. S-corp taxation is often not beneficial for passive rental real estate. Rental income from buy and hold properties is passive and not subject to self-employment tax anyway. There's no self-employment tax to save, so the S-corp election doesn't provide a benefit. In fact, it can create unnecessary complexity. You'd need to run payroll, file additional tax returns, and maintain corporate formalities without gaining any tax benefit. S-corp taxation is most beneficial for active real estate businesses, property management companies, real estate brokerages, construction or renovation businesses, house flipping operations, or real estate consulting. If you're earning significant active income from real estate activities, an S-corp election may generate meaningful tax savings. But for passive rental income, it's typically not beneficial. Now let's talk about partnerships. A partnership is a business structure where two or more people own and operate a business together. For real estate, partnerships are commonly used when multiple investors co-own properties. Partnerships file Form 1065 and issue K-1s to each partner showing their share of income, deductions, and credits. Partnerships provide significant flexibility in how profits, losses, and tax attributes are allocated among partners. This is governed by the partnership agreement. For example, one partner might contribute capital while another contributes expertise. The partnership agreement can allocate profits and losses in a way that reflects each partner's contribution, even if ownership percentages differ. Partnerships also allow for special allocations of specific tax benefits. For instance, depreciation might be allocated more heavily to partners in higher tax brackets who can benefit most from the deductions. The main disadvantage of partnerships is complexity. Partnership tax returns are more complex than individual returns, and partnership agreements require careful drafting to ensure proper allocation of profits, losses, and tax attributes. Partnerships also require clear communication and alignment among partners. Disputes over distributions, capital contributions, or exit strategies can create significant challenges. Now let's talk about holding structures and asset protection strategies. Many sophisticated investors use a multi-entity structure for asset protection. A common approach is to hold each property in a separate LLC, with all LLCs owned by a holding company or trust. This structure provides several benefits. First, it isolates liability. If there's a lawsuit related to one property, it generally can't reach assets in other LLCs. Second, it provides operational clarity. Each property has its own books, bank accounts, and financial statements, making performance tracking straightforward. Third, it facilitates estate planning. You can gift or transfer ownership of individual LLCs without disrupting operations of other properties. The main disadvantage is increased complexity and cost. Each LLC requires its own formation, annual fees, tax returns, if multi-member, and administrative overhead. For smaller portfolios, the cost and complexity may not be justified. For larger portfolios, the asset protection benefits often outweigh the costs. Now let's talk about some important considerations when choosing entity structure. First, consider your investment strategy. Are you buying and holding rental properties, flipping houses, managing properties for others, or providing real estate services? Passive rental income generally doesn't benefit from S-corp treatment. Active business income often does. Second, consider your income level. S-corp tax savings often become more impactful once active business income reaches meaningful levels. Below certain thresholds, the tax savings may not justify the additional complexity and cost of running payroll and maintaining corporate formalities. Third, consider your state. Some states impose franchise taxes or fees on corporations that make S-corp treatment less attractive. Some states don't recognize S-corp elections and tax S-corps as regular corporations. Fourth, consider your long-term plans. If you plan to bring in investors or partners, certain structures are more flexible than others. Fifth, consider operational complexity. Can you handle payroll administration, corporate minutes, and additional compliance requirements? Or will these create significant burden? Let me share some common mistakes investors make with entity structure. First, forming entities without understanding why. Some investors form LLCs because they've heard they should, without understanding the benefits or how to maintain them properly. Second, using S-corp taxation for passive rental income. This creates unnecessary complexity without providing tax benefits. Third, not maintaining proper separation between entities and personal finances. Commingling funds can pierce the corporate veil and eliminate liability protection. Fourth, not maintaining required formalities. LLCs and corporations require certain formalities: operating agreements, corporate minutes, proper documentation. Failing to maintain these can jeopardize liability protection. Fifth, not getting proper legal and tax advice. Entity structure has significant legal and tax implications. Work with qualified attorneys and CPAs who understand real estate. Sixth, overcomplicating structure too early. Some new investors create complex multi-entity structures before they have significant assets to protect. Start simple and add complexity as your portfolio grows. Our approach to entity structure is strategic and evolving. For our rental properties, we use separate LLCs for each property or small group of properties. This provides liability protection and operational clarity without unnecessary complexity. We don't use S-corp taxation for rental income because it doesn't provide benefits for passive income. For our active real estate business, property management and consulting, we use an S-corp to generate self-employment tax savings on active income. We maintain proper separation between entities, separate bank accounts, proper documentation, and clear financial records. We work with qualified entities to structure entities properly and qualified CPAs to ensure appropriate tax treatment. And we review our structure regularly as our portfolio grows and our situation changes. Let me close with this. Entity structure is not one size fits all. The right structure depends on your investment strategy, income level, state, long-term plans, and risk tolerance. For most buy-and-hold rental investors, LLCs provide adequate liability protection and tax efficiency without unnecessary complexity. For investors earning significant active income from real estate businesses, S-corp taxation may provide meaningful self-employment tax savings. For investors with partners or complex capital structures, partnerships provide flexibility in allocating profits, losses, and tax attributes. Work with qualified legal and tax professionals to evaluate your specific situation and choose the structure that provides the right balance of protection, tax efficiency, and operational simplicity. Don't overcomplicate early, but don't ignore entity structure either. Start with appropriate protection and add complexity as your portfolio and needs evolve. Tomorrow, we're diving into passive versus active income and how the IRS treats different types of real estate income for tax purposes. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.